We mentioned that as it relates to treating Yontif Sheni, right? How exactly do you look at a Yontif Sheni Shagali? So we mentioned the Chiddush of the Noida Behuda. He says it in Erechayim Tinyano Simen Men Ches. He says it in his Slach in Masechtes Beyadaf Yudzayinam and Aleph that it's Pasha to him that Yontif Sheni Shagali is at the end of the day, one day is Yontif and the other day is really not Yontif. And as a result, every Yontif Sheni is really a little more kuladig because to a degree it's viewed as a Safik Yontif. Because really it's only misafik. Once upon a time there was a Safik on both days. Now we have a calendar, so we know which day is the real Yontif. But still, the point is that the whole Yesod of Yontif Sheni was instituted ala Safik. And even though the Chachamim said that in Chutzar is supposed to keep 2 days Yontif, but at the same time, it's really a suffix which day is the real Yontif. And the Yehuda said it as a nafgamina. He wanted to say that even though the Gemara is Mavur, you can't make an Erev Tchumen from Yontif l'Shabbos, but to make an Erev Tchumen from one day Yontif to the other day Yontif is not going to be a problem. He says, what are you going to tell me? That it's Kedusha Achas? It's Zichah Shtei Kedusha. It's Beish and Alda Bezem, Uteres Lezeh. What are you going to tell me? That there's a Hachana problem? He said, Hachana is not either an Ishkos Mamon of Shach, it's not Hachana. Only one of the 2 days is Yontif. Hachana is when you're being Mechen or Kinyan Shvisa on Yontif l'Shabbos. Either today is Chol, in which case I'm not doing anything, or tomorrow is Chol, in which case I'm not even doing a Kinyan Shvisa. So the leader came with a Mamon of Shach and he said it's not a problem. We mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanz in the Shoyal Meshev, in Madura Tinyana Chelik Beis, Siminai Beis, it's a very, very long Siman. He talks about a lot of lumdus about Yontif Sheni and specifically Erev Tchumen. And he starts off with this Noida Yehuda and he says, that I disagree with the Kiddush of the Noida Yehuda. And his point is because the every time you have a 2 day Yontif, even though ordinarily, really, one of them is Chol. But once Chazal were Mesakin 2 days Yontif, you have no gerech to look at the 2 days Yontif as if one of them is a Safek. You have to treat both days Yontif, Peter is Vade. And he says, Kal v'chomer bizmanenu, we're bekiyim bekviyah deyarcha. And the whole 2 day Yontif is minig abisayna biyadenu, so today there's zicha no Safek. And still, even though we have no Safek, Chazal said you should keep a 2nd day Yontif. So how could you tell me it's Meter a Safek? There's no suffix today. And still you're keeping a 2nd day Yontif. You tell me it's a snake in the road. What's the suffix? There is no suffix. You, if anything, don't keep Yontif. Chazal said keep Yontif al staminik, and then it's a Vada Yontif. How can you tell me it's a suffix Yontif? That it's a Vada Yontif, it's not a suffix Yontif. Now today's daf shries the Noi de Yehuda. And really, at first glance, you have to understand, you have to be Meshiv for the Shoyal Meshiv, Pasha Pshat, how he's going to give us a Chanetza with today's daf. And really, today's daf is based on sugis in the beginning of Masech Tisbeya. And the truth is, the Shoyal Meshiv already addresses it. He says, but obviously, after yesterday's rage, segueing into today's daf, it's clear in today's daf, that 2 days Yontif, right, that was the whole Reb Yossi with regards, could you be Mafrish, Chumas, and Maestris on 2 days Yontif and make him a Mamon of Shach? What do you mean? If each day is Yontif, then how could you do something like that? So obviously, the Noi Deb Yehudas is coming from the Halacha, the Beish and Nol Deb Zem Uteres Bezem. He's coming from the Sugis in the beginning of Masech Tisbeya. He's coming from Erev and Daflam and Ches, Daflam and Tes. It's very much mashma like the Noi Deb Yehuda. It's very not mashma like the Shoyal Meshiv. But of course, the Shoyal Meshiv had a teretz to these obvious questions, Ayin Shal. But just one nice kinesh that the Shoyal Meshiv says is, and he shtelsu a Magen Avram that we mention all the time in the raid. And that is, Magen Avram discusses that what happens if someone has a Safik whether he has to bench. He's not sure if he benched. So he has to be Chayzum Mavarich. Why? Because Berchus Hamasin is a Deiraisa. And Safik Deiraisa, you always have to go Lechumra. Says the Magen Avram, the Dimakim to say that maybe when you bench, you should only bench the first 3 brachas. Hazan, Noidelcha, and Boine Yerushalayim. But the 4th bracha, Hatoiv HaMeitiv, not why? Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that the first 3 brachas are Deiraisa. Hatoiv HaMeitiv was Keneged Churban Beitar. That the Rabbanu were Masechin. After Churban Bayesheni already. So being that the whole reason you're benching again is because of Sveika Deraisa L'chumra. So good, for the first 3 brachas is a Sveika Deraisa L'chumra. But for Tov HaMeitiv, it's a Sveika Derabbana L'kula. So L'chur, the Svara would be Naisenes, that over there you should go L'kula. Stating that, says the Magen Avram, that the halach is you have to go L'chumra. Why? Because if you would go L'chumra on the Deraisas, and L'kula on the Rabbanon, you're being mezalzel in the Derabbana. And being that the Deraisa and the Derabbanon are coming together, you have to treat the Derabbanon with the same Chumra as the Deraisa. You have to go to Chumra. But when did we speak this out most recently? The Marsham. the Masham in Chela Gimel, Simen Kuf Pei Ches, to answer the Veltz Kasha, the Mishkanes Yaakov, the Kasha that Bir Halacha brings in a few places, and that is that according to the Rishonim that the Mechaber brings, that Ho'idna, we have no Rishos Rabbis anymore, so why don't we blow Shoifer and Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos, Shemi Yavir and Adal Anas Rishos Rabbis? Yeah, once upon a time there was Rishos Rabbis. Today it's a Carmelist. So today the Chachamim should have been Oiker, the Gezerah. So said the Marsham, he said, Hafla Befela, this Magan Avram, he said that if we would go ahead and we would be Mevatel, the Takana, because it's only a Carmelist, you know what happened? People would be Mezalzel and Carmelist. It's Al Zen Nema, this Magan Avram. You can't go make a Zilzel in a Derabbanan. That you're not allowed to do. And if a Derabbanan is being juxtaposed against the Dairaisa, and you're going to be Machmeh here, you're going to be Mekol there, Al Zen Nema, the Magan Avram. You have to know how far to apply this. But that was the Marsham, Chela Gimel Sumakuf Peches, says the Shalom Eshiv, that you want to go ahead and be Mekol on Yontif Shani Shal Golias. It's not poshut, because if you're going to be machmer on Yontif Rishon, which is Day Raisa, and you're going to be mekel on Yontif Sheni Derabanan, he says Al Zeh Nema this Magen Avram. You're being mezalzel in the Derabanan, and if you're being mezalzel in the Derabanan, you have no gerech to do that. Now the truth is, when the Chachamim were mesakim Yontif Sheni, they made kulos. Legabi meis kechol shavu Derabanan, there are kulos. Beish and all the Mesamot Teres will say, but it's only a vivayt chachzal and megalitos. But the rega we have no gilui. Mefurish from Chazal, he says, Lani is dainty, you can never be mezalzel in Yontif Sheni. Because even if you want to tell me, yeah, but at the end of the day, you have this Magen Avraham. You can't be machmer on Yontif Rishon and be mekel on Yontif Sheni. Hafelofel. That's what the Shoilam Eshev says in the beginning of Siman Ayin Beis. But yesterday we mentioned a third Havana and Sugang to the whole idea of Yontif Sheni. And that's from the Chassam Sofer in his Tshuva that he wrote in Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph when he was recuperating from his very, very severe illness. His tshuva that he wrote to Reb Shlomo Kluger, he told Reb Shlomo Kluger, "Be'etzim, I have no koyach to write a tshuva, and I know it's not even halacha l'maisa, but the only reason I'm doing it is because I see you want this so badly. Amarti, I say the kavod ha'Torah adif." And he wrote a tshuva that was negei yontif sheni on shvuos, a fascinating shaila. We spoke about it yesterday. But toich dvarav, he said an unbelievable punchline. The karav li loymar, I have a hergish that yontif sheni has a din dairaisa. How could it be a din dairaisa? How could it be a dairaisa? We're not sure if it's a suffix. Minagavi seinu biyadenu. A deiraisa. It's like a nede shahuda berabim. The nispashet b'kol Yisrael. With this halachas and shulchan aruch that there's a layachal devare. And it could be there's a deiraisa of a layachal akoponim. Maybe the issa deiraisa is not the issa malacha. But at the very least, it would be a layachal devare. So he says to be mezalzel in yontif sheni, chalila to be mezalzel in yontif sheni. He says, absolutely not. He says, I think it could be as the chomer of a deiraisa. Again, not a hilchas yontif deiraisa. But a hilchus nedarim digadari raisa. In the end, he writes, "V'herachdi bazek tzas." I was very mirich in this. Ki bavoy nesenu a rabbin rabu pritzei amenu keis hemidu chazoin sheker v'soichakim al yontif beis ki minig ba'almohu v'loyavu lahalich beikvei chachmi Yisrael benafsham dibru loyadu v'loyavinu bechashecha yisalachu. But he said, this is a little bit of kanoyis here in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, a little bit. But he says that, you see from here, he says there are people that are being mezalzel in Yontif Sheni, and that's why I feel I have to say this. Yontif Sheni is alti kalu beinecha. It could be it's even a question of a deiraisa. So we have the Noida B'Yehuda, who saw it as just maybe Yontif. And each day is viewed as a suffix. Maybe today's Yontif, maybe today, tomorrow's Yontif. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzin, who said that no, they're both Yontif b'teiras vada. Befrat now, where we know when's Yontif and when's not Yontif, and still the Chacham said keep Yontif. So how could you look at it with the kula through the prism of the Rabbanah? He says, Befrat, you have the Magen Avram. You're going to be Machmer on the first day, you're being Mezalzel on the second day. That's a Zilzel. That's like saying over the first three brachas when you have a suffix, but not saying over the fourth bracha. Then we have the Chassam Sofer, who says it's the Deiraisa. Maybe not a Hilchas Yontif Digger Deiraisa, but a Hilchas Nedarim Digger Deiraisa. And if someone's Mechal Yontif Sheni, maybe he's not over Leisasa Kol Malacha Ato Vintcho Avidecha. But at the very least, maybe he will be over Leyachel Devare.